On average, kids from poor families hear about 30 million fewer words than their wealthier peers by the time they turn 3 years old. A program now operating in about two-thirds of North Carolina's counties is trying to tackle this so-called word gap. As Lisa Phillip reports, it starts in a familiar place.
Sometimes Dr. David Talo's patients are less than thrilled to see him. But there are better times, too.
Hey, Henry. How are you?
Some of them, every time they come in, they are not big fans of you. Until somewhere between 3 and 4, it'll usually kind of mellow out and they'll start liking us again. Sometimes 2.5.
For those less enthusiastic patients, it helps that the newborn pediatrician walks in with a gift.
¿Te gustan los libros?
Sí, lo que vemos.
Sí.
Dr. Talo asks Kanai if he likes books and hands him a new one. That distracts him for a bit. Sí. Kanai is only 2, but he holds the book and looks at the cover closely. Talo says this small interaction can help him see where a child is developmentally.
We do all board books for 6-month-olds because they try to eat them. I mean, that's the natural thing for the 6-month-old. But once they get a little older, they start to look at the pages. And so you can kind of see if they are interested in books or if they know books.
And that's just a side effect of Reach Out and Read. Pediatricians working with the Early Literacy Program give books to kids at each of their regular checkups, from 6 months to 5 years of age. But they also talk to families about the benefits of reading together.
We can't assume that all parents have that experience, nor can we assume that parents that even have that experience know exactly how to do that.
That's Callie Bulwer. She's executive director of Reach Out and Read Carolinas. The program works with nearly 1,500 doctors across North and South Carolina.
So our providers are really spending time talking with parents at every well visit about why books matter for their child's life, what it's doing for their brain, for their bonding, for their motor skills, how to make that a part of their daily routine with their child and why.
Finding time can be tough, especially for families with 2 working parents or a single working parent. But Dr. Talo says just 20 minutes of reading before bed can make a difference.
So many children enter kindergarten and they're so behind on the language that it is very difficult for them to catch up, and they're not getting necessarily the reading, the talking, the playing.
Dr. Talo estimates about 30 or 40% of his patients are on Medicaid, and research from the Brookings Institute shows less than half of poor children are ready for kindergarten versus 3/4 of their wealthier peers. Talo says it makes sense to chip away at the word gap through the doctor's office.
One of the things about young children, especially babies, infants, and toddlers, is only a relatively small percentage of them are enrolled in childcare or preschool and stuff like that, but almost all of them come and see their doctor regularly.
We're 2 weeks from Christmas, Yep.
Henry is 4. He's tagging along for his baby sister Eleanor's visit. She clutches onto her new book while Dr. Talo presses a stethoscope to her back. Here's mom.
Eleanor's a little too little to really understand it, but Henry loves when he gets a book. Like, it's like the highlight of the visit. And it's not always, you know, fun to come to the doctor. So the book really makes it great, and then it's a big deal to go home and read it that day.
Reach Out and Read Carolinas serves more than 300,000 children a year, and studies published in the journal Pediatrics show it's having an impact, that parents who participate are more likely to read to their kids, and their kids score better on language tests. South Carolina now provides $1 million in state funding a year for the program. Bulwer hopes North Carolina legislators may consider doing the same. Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.